next on AM 1480 WLEA, the Newsmaker Show. Here's Ryan O'Neill.
Very glad to have with us today a Jamestown Democrat, Attorney Eddie Sundquist. Eddie Sundquist, thanks for coming on.
A pleasure to be here. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Well, Eddie Sundquist, first off, you're running for Congress against Congressman Tom Reed. But before we get to that, I did want to talk up a little bit about your law practice, you know, to get some background and bio info. Tell us about what you do as an attorney.
Absolutely. So I work for the law firm of Lewis & Lewis that primarily works across western New York. We've got two offices in the district itself. I do workers' compensation, so I represent injured workers, and I also do estate law, representing grieving families. Before actually becoming a lawyer and coming back home, I was actually a middle school science teacher for several years out in Philadelphia, working with kids in and out of the court system, which ultimately led me back here to practice. In my spare time, I also represent students that are being expelled or suspended from public schools.
Very interesting wide range of law practice there. Jamestown Democrat Eddie Sundquist, our guest today. Let's go down the list of issues, starting out with health care.
Sure, absolutely. Is there anything in particular you want to know about?
Well, I guess I could start out by saying last week, U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer said that Price was right, that the repeal of Obamacare is going to cause health care to go up. Your thoughts, I guess, starting with Obamacare and the reforms that the Republicans have worked on in Washington.
Absolutely. So the Affordable Care Act actually brought health care to millions of people across this nation. But, you know, I actually don't think it's gone far enough. I really do believe that health care is a human right that we've got to provide to everyone. And as I go across this district and I meet with constituents, both in our rural and our urban areas, you realize that it's actually really hard to find a quality doctor or to find a quality health care facility in this district. You know, and I believe that we should be able to provide that to everyone without still having that sticker shock of going to the doctor. You know, I'll tell you, I was at the urgent care a couple months ago, and, you know, I thought I'd go in for a routine checkup to talk about a sore throat that I was having and some congestion. And, you know, the only thing they told me was, you know, go drink some tea and you'll be fine, and got a $300 bill later. You know, that sticker shock is still real for people across our district. And we need to stop that. We need to be able to make sure that every person has health care, whether that's regular health care, medical, dental, vision. We need to make sure every person is covered under it.
Connected, of course, to health care is the heroin and opioid crisis that's been such a huge problem in New York State and all over the country. Your thoughts on what to do there?
Absolutely. So that is a really big issue, not only in this district, but across the nation. It is really an epidemic that we're experiencing. What we need to do more than anything is we need more treatment facilities across this district. We need to make sure that we also have drug courts set up, which have been shown to be highly effective in the areas that we have them. And more than anything, we need to make sure that we start treating the individual and their families. What we're seeing is drug dealers being thrown into treatment facilities when they don't have problems. What we're seeing is we're seeing individuals who are put in to jail without having any type of treatment and then coming back out with the same fix. What we need more than anything is to actually spend the resources to crack down on this epidemic. As a workers' compensation attorney, I've seen the legal side of using opiates. And it is incredibly hard to watch a client who has become dependent on these because of a workplace injury all of a sudden just be pulled away from it because of an insurance carrier no longer wants to pay or the doctor doesn't have a plan to wean them off. And to get a call a couple days later to find out a client's passed away is the most gut-wrenching feeling that you can ever have. It just shows that we need to make sure that we address this issue across this district and across the United States. This is a healthcare epidemic, and if we don't treat it now, we're never going to get control of it.
Eddie, you mentioned in your answer more need for drug courts. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. There's places, for example, like in Dunkirk, in Jamestown, which have specific courts set up for folks that are have been or are using or are convicted or accused of using drugs. What these drug courts do is they provide a treatment person, an individual that helps not only to deal with the criminal side, but also helps them to look for a job, to become a contributing member of society, and to just kick the habit. You know, they've shown, studies have shown that these courts have been incredibly effective across the area and across New York. We just don't have enough funding to put them everywhere.
Talking with Jamestown Democrat Eddie Sundquist. Immigration, that's been a huge issue. I'm wondering where you stood on there on that issue, Eddie.
So there's no, first off, there's no need for a wall. I think that's the biggest thing a lot of people are talking about, is that we have money set aside to build a wall to keep people out. What we need is, we need comprehensive immigration policies that allow people into our nation at a, in a reasonable rate. You know, what we're seeing is, we're seeing a hodgepodge of policies and an enforcement that may even be illegal. If you go across parts of our district, you'll know that we need more than anything migrant workers to help work our fields and our farms. And what we're getting now is, we're getting ICE raids across our farms. We're losing the people that we need to work on our fields. And more importantly, we've got a whole group of people, our dreamers under DACA, that are now being deported. People that are here on no problem of their own, no issue of their own. They were brought over here by family members, and they're contributing members of society. But what they're doing is being sent back years later. And that's simply unacceptable. We need a more firm policy on immigration that is comprehensive and takes into the needs of what we need in this country, not just an isolation policy where we're just throwing people out.
Talking this morning on Newsmaker with Jamestown Democrat Eddie Sundquist, one of the candidates in the running against Corning Republican Congressman Tom Reed. Next issue, LGBTQ.
So this is one that's near and dear to my heart. I'm actually an openly gay candidate and have talked about the fact that this district is very difficult on LGBTQ issues. If you're a young person who's questioning your identity, your sexuality, or your gender, there are very few places that you can go across the area. What we need more than anything is that we need to make sure that we're treating these folks like actual people. And I've actually proposed making sure that we do a national ban on conversion therapy programs. You know, it's near and dear to my heart, and we've seen way too many young individuals being traumatized and just completely damaged.
For those who are not familiar with conversion therapy, what is that, Eddie?
Conversion therapy is when we take young, impressionable LGBTQ youth and you put them into camps, essentially, to try to teach them or to wipe away any type of homosexuality or any type of transgender feelings. There are camps where they brainwash these individuals to thinking that there's only one way to be or to live or who to love. And that's simply unacceptable for our society and for our district.
Talking with Jamestown Democrat Eddie Sundquist. Eddie, next up, gun rights.
Yeah, this is a great topic, and I've been very clear across the campaign trail. I'm a big supporter of the Second Amendment rights, but like any Bill of Rights or First Amendment or amendments that we have, you know, these rights are not absolute. You know, I think that we need to make sure that we have safe and responsible gun ownership. And 99% of people in our district have that. Personally, I grew up as a hunter. I had guns at a young age and learned how to use them safely, how to keep them locked up, when to fire them, when not to, how to hold them. And I think that's important for folks. The problem that we have is that 1% that are passing background checks or applying for background checks and the government just not responding, or the 1% that are buying guns through trade show loopholes. You know, if we want a comprehensive policy in the United States, we have to talk about where these loopholes are and fix them. You know, more than anything, I went to some of the March for Our Lives across this district, and I'll tell you, what struck me the most was a fourth grader who stood up in Dunkirk, New York, and said, "I don't understand about all this gun policy, but I know that I don't like having to do a gun raid drill every couple days." And that struck me. You know, that struck me, the fact that we are turning into this society where we're afraid of it. But what we need to do is act, not just talk about it. We actually need to take action in Congress now. And right now, we've got representatives that are afraid to act.
talking with Jamestown Democrat Eddie Sundquist. Next up on the issues, education, starting out with Common Core.
So as a former teacher, a former middle school science teacher, I can tell you that the idea of Common Core, having a national standard, the idea was great, but its implementation was absolutely horrible across the nation. You know, we did not have any type of clear guidance or understanding, and the standards weren't even that good. You know, as a teacher, I support our public schools, and I support our teachers being able to do what they've been trained to do, and that's teach and understand students, to act as that teacher, that coach, that mentor. Our current educational system does not allow that, especially here in New York and across the nation. And I'm a supporter of making sure that we give our teachers the leeway and the pay. There's no reason our teachers who are professionals shouldn't be paid like attorneys or treated like attorneys or even other professionals in the field like accountants or tax preparers. We need to make sure that they are given the leeway and not just being forced to teach to a test or to standards that may not even apply to communities across our district.
Eddie Sundquist, next issue, and I get these issues from Eddie's website, the environment. And I want to tie that in because, you know, you talked about being a science teacher. After we talk about the environment issues, I want to talk about renewables, renewable energy. But first, let's get your thoughts on the environment.
So the one thing I would say is that we are incredibly blessed in the New York 23rd Congressional District because we have incredible lakes, streams, gorges. We've got a landscape that people die for. But the problem that we have here is that we want to ruin it, you know, that we want to make sure that we frack or that we do pipelines. And I'm completely against that. You know, I'll tell you, meeting with the Seneca Nation of Indians in Cattaraugus and Allegheny County, the one thing they say is that they're always looking to protect the environment for seven generations down the line. And that's so true. We shouldn't be looking just to protect the environment for us or for our kids, but seven generations farther. Now, if we don't do that, we're not going to have any of these natural resources that we've got right now in this district. And we've got to do whatever we can to protect that. And if that means putting out a ban of fracking or pipelines, so be it. That means we need to clean up our lakes and our streams from algal blooms. Let's do it. That means that we need to stop garbage incinerators and bringing garbage up from other parts of the state. That's what we've got to do to keep our area clean.
Eddie Sundquist, as I said, I wanted to follow up with your thoughts on alternative energy, renewable energy, wind and solar.
So I firmly believe that we should be able in the 23rd to make this an environmental hub, a place where we can have environmental technologies, where we build them and teach the rest of the nation how to use them. You know, we've got incredible universities across this district working on geothermal technology. We should be utilizing that and teaching the rest of the world. In addition, we should be building solar panels and wind farm parks here in this district. We should encourage those things. You're creating a moratorium on the solar tax credit being lifted. We don't want to get rid of those things. We want to encourage people to put solar panels on and to put wind farms up, especially with community consent. I think that's so incredibly important that we have those things. And because we have incredible sunlight and incredible waterways, we can utilize that area, our district, to become an environmental technology hub for the rest of the nation. And that's my goal as I become a member of Congress.
Do you support the governor's renewable energy push for, 50% renewables by 2020?
I do. I support the push, and I think as a federal standard, there's a great act in Congress, a bill in Congress called the OFF Act, the OFF Fossil Fuels Act, which has an even more ambitious timeline across this nation to get rid of fossil fuels and reduce our reliance on them. But more importantly, that act actually seeks to provide retraining opportunities to people in fossil fuel industries, to workers in fossil fuel industries that are going to be displaced. I think that's important that we also have an offset. You know, it's great that we're focusing on making sure that we've got the renewable energies and we push towards it, but at the same time, we're going to have a whole displacement of workers that we need to find jobs to retrain and make sure that we get them back to work in our district.
Eddie Sundquist, the Jamestown Democrat running for Congress against Congressman Tom Reed, is our guest this morning. I'm going to pause a moment on the issues and get your thoughts on your opponent, Corning Republican Congressman Tom Reed. What do you think of the job he's done so far?
Well, you know, I think Mr. Reed talks a lot about being part of a problem solvers caucus. But all I've ever seen is them actually creating more problems or not solving any at all. You know, it's great that we have a representative that has town halls, and I do applaud Mr. Reed for doing that. But at our town halls, we don't get much of anything besides him telling us as his constituents the way it's going to be. You know, what I have an even bigger concern with is that we've got a lot of dark money that's behind Congressman Reed. Everything from the oil and gas industries to the financial industries. You know, I even challenged Congressman Reed at one of his town halls in regards to the Equifax breach, where millions of Americans' data was breached. I asked him, what is he going to do about that, considering he's taken well over $1 million from the financial and banking industry? And his response was he has no idea what money he's taken, and he doesn't have any plans to do anything. You know, and that's what we've seen across the area, is that we get a few things here and there, and we get a congressman that's really tied to our president and to Washington politics, but does absolutely nothing for the people here in this district. Once we get a congressman that actually cares about people and talks to people, then we'll look up. And at this point, I really feel that I'm the one that's going to be able to have that response for folks, talk to people, and be responsive. I grew up in this district, and I, as a young professional, came back. And I'm proposing that we have a new generation of leadership in D.C. What we've got right now is the same old politics, and we need something new. We need people who are going to listen to the folks here on the ground, not just hold dinner parties in D.C.
Eddie Sundquist, the Jamestown Democrat, our guest this morning on Newsmaker. Getting back to the issues, and we're down to the last 5 minutes or so, Eddie. Taxes.
So I've been a big opponent of the tax plan, often called the tax scam here in our nation. You know, we have a representative who sold out New York State. And in fact, you've even seen Senator Rubio come out and saying that this has really had no value to the economy. And that's what we've seen. We've seen really nothing happen from the tax plan. We were expecting all these boom of jobs, and instead, here in this district, we've got three or four manufacturing closing up doors, everything from Dresser Rand to department stores. You know, we're losing hundreds of jobs in this district. We're hemorrhaging them all under this tax plan, which was supposed to save jobs and increase them. I'm still waiting to see that from our congressman. I haven't gotten it so far. So as a tax person, I would say, you know, hey, we need to relook at what we've got. We need to repeal this tax plan, and we need something that's going to work for the majority of the people. There's no reason why we couldn't hold congressional hearings like we did at the last tax reform. There's no reason why we had to push everything through last minute with handwritten notes. You know, I get you're trying to push something, but at the end of the day, we want to make sure it works for the majority of Americans, since the IRS and our taxing agency is the one agency that interacts with almost every person here in the United States.
We're talking with Jamestown Democrat Eddie Sundquist. Going to take a quick break and then check the weather, and then we'll be back with Eddie Sundquist.
How would you like to win a Mother's Day prize pack? The Mother's Day prize pack will include a gift certificate for a massage from Kimberly Glover, flowers from BK's Boutique, and a gift certificate from Patty's Pub and Grill. You can register for a chance to win at BK's Boutique in Canastillo, Kimberly Glover Massage Therapy on Main Street in Hornell, the Hartman Insurance Agency in Canastillo, the Classy Cafe and Deli on Main Street in Hornell, Patty's Pub and Grill on Broadway in Hornell, K&K Auto, Webb's Crossing Road, Honeybees in Arkport, and the Canacadia Country Store. One winner from all the entries will be chosen on Friday, May 11th. Good luck from your friends at AM 1480 WLEA.
All right, let's check in now with meteorologist Rob Carolyn for the Daily Forecast.
Brian O'Neill, beautiful morning out there across the southern tier. We've got abundant sunshine courtesy of high pressure. Tracking a little bit of cloudiness this morning east of the Buffalo area that extends almost to our region. Some of these clouds may drift by today, but all in all, we look pretty good. Should be mostly sunny and comfortable. After a cool start this morning, we'll get to 65 to 70 this afternoon. Sunrise this morning was at 5:55. The sun will set tonight at 8:18. Now, tonight looks quiet with high pressure stretch from the northeast to the mid-Atlantic states and Ohio River Valley. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, we're 40 to 45. Beautiful spring day coming up tomorrow. Lots of sunshine. We're 75. Partly cloudy through tomorrow night, 50 to 55. Clouds head our way Thursday. Showers and thunderstorms that are moving through Minnesota and the Dakotas this morning. They'll arrive Thursday afternoon, 70 to 75. It looks like it'll be partly sunny into the day on Friday and a lot cooler with highs of only 60 to 65, Brian.
All righty, Rob. Have a great day.
You too, sir.
How about agriculture? Where do you stand on the issue, the agricultural issues in 2018, Eddie Sunquist?
Well, I've been very strong in agricultural issues coming from the rural part of our district. You know, it's very important that we provide opportunities for our family farms to thrive. You know, I got a call the other day from some farmers in Steuben County, and the one thing they say is that they have had a farm for four generations. And every year, since the past couple of years, they've been in the red. They've not been able to make any money. They're dairy farmers. And the biggest thing we've seen is an insurance program that doesn't pay out. Insurance program where our farmers pay in and the profits are divvied up between the folks that ship your milk, the folks that actually put your milk in the bottles, and then the farmers. The folks that ship the milk and put them in the bottles are still making the same amount, and our farmers are making much less. What we need to do is we need to have a comprehensive agricultural plan and make sure that it works for everyone across our district and across our nation. You know, it also needs to include immigration. And that's why I'm proud to have said on the campaign trail time and time again, that is the one committee, the agricultural committee, that I would be proud to be on and would ask to be on as a first-year member of Congress, because I think it is so vital to our district and to our nation.
Down to the last couple of questions for Eddie Sunquist. In reading through, he's got a list of issues on his website. One of them is the fight for women's equality.
Absolutely. So this is also a big issue for me as well, having been raised by a single mother and having a strong family of women in my life. You know, I think it's important that we have equal pay, you know, that we pass a law in Congress that allows the pay disparity to disappear in our nation. The fact that women and men are still paid differently is incredible to me. We need to make a change, and we're not going to do it by allowing our corporations to make it themselves. We're going to have to force their hand on that. You know, we also need to make sure that there is equality in the way we do things. You know, that we are ensuring that we are protecting our folks or individuals that are under domestic violence, that we are making sure that our society is being kept straight, that we are making sure that we support every person in our society. And that's what we need to do. We need to have an equal rights bill that basically says, hey, both women and men are equal, and let's do the things we need to do to make that happen.
Down to the last 60 seconds, Eddie Sunquist, the Jamestown Democrat running for Congress against Congressman Tom Reed, wanted to get your thoughts on Nixon versus Cuomo, Cynthia Nixon versus Andrew Cuomo on the Democrat side in the governor's race in New York State.
You know, I am excited to see a primary in the governor's race. I think primaries are important to get messages out. You know, but right now, my biggest concern is to make sure that we have a new generation of leadership in D.C. You know, I think the governor's race will play itself out, and we'll get the best person that we can to move us forward. But right now in D.C., what we're seeing more than anything else is just a lack of fresh ideas and fresh voices. You know, we have minority communities across our nation, whether it's rural or urban areas, minorities of color or LGBTQ community. More people than ever are running for Congress, and when they get to Congress, we want to make sure that they have a voice. That's one of the reasons why I'm proud to have announced creation of a new leaders caucus, so that when I get to Congress, the first thing we do is give voice to those folks and to create new leadership in our system. You know, we're proposing doing term limits on our congressional leaders to allow more people to hold those positions and have a greater voice. And I'm excited to be a part of that and excited to push that forward. You know, it is time that we recognize that our society is moving faster than ever, but our Congress is moving slower than ever. And so we need to rectify that.
Jamestown Democrat Eddie Sundquist, what's your website?
Folks, feel free to visit. It's eddiesundquist.com, where you can find out more about our issues, sign up to help. More than anything, we're looking, folks, to help us knock on doors and make phone calls. I think that's the most important thing now is we just have to get out and let people know that there's an election coming up on June 26th.
Eddie Sundquist, I want to thank you very much for coming on this morning on Newsmaker.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.